That's wired into a time delay.
Can you hear me all right?
I can hear you all right several times.
All right, am I still echoing?
The second one's just as good as the first.
Okay. This is the discussion group, the NLA discussion group. This group meets every Thursday night at 9 p.m. Eastern time, and it's kind of like an open forum. Anyone is able to say whatever they like. We want to invite everybody to participate, and the views expressed are not necessarily those of the NLA, but they are those of the speaker only. So, without further ado, I'll just turn it open and mute myself out. So the floor is y'all's.
Oh, boy. Okay. Well, this is Rosalind, and I was, I'll just say that I've been kind of wondering how we might end up finding ourselves in the position of a grand jury administrator. I did just finish the civics course, and I'm working on the government by consent. And I absolutely love the civics course, and I love just studying everything, and I'm trying to, well, doing my best to absorb it all. But I have really been wondering how and when this would work out, and I felt like the Monday night call, John explained a little bit more how he felt that, judges would be called into question, or if they would even question their own standing, security, job security, once people start to be held accountable, i.e. the big ones going down here, likely, I don't know, James Comey I'm hearing, and John Brennan. All these people are actually being, they're being exposed to such an extent, and looks like the work is making progress. To call them to the carpet. So anyway, I guess I'm starting to see that this could happen very quickly. And I just wondered if anybody else had any thoughts on this subject.
I have a thought or two.
Okay.
Unless somebody else does. But, yeah, I see, and I've said this for quite some time, and that is that Trump is just going to give us a period of time. And it's up to us to really start applying this. John has now made all of his documents available up on that due process site. That is amazing. I downloaded some of that stuff, and I am thrilled to have it. Now I need to learn how to use it, and I'm working on that right now. And I just want to say that John is only one man. And there are, 3,144, whatever the number is. There's over 3,100 counties. Every one of them has the potential to have somebody bad in there and corruption. Without us picking up the ball that he's now laid down, this is what I used to write the papers. You've got the examples. You've got the reference files. You've got the footnotes. Go write some papers and make it work. And we need all 7,000 people to start getting together in their counties and actually doing this. And Trump is just going to give us a narrow slot of time to actually put it in action. Will we be able to respond fast enough? Right now, there's nothing happening. But as soon as the indictments start being unsealed, you're going to see a lot happening. And you may not have the time nor the ability to learn what you need to learn. So download this stuff and use the time to get ready, because it's going to come. And now, I might be wrong. NLA might be wrong, but I don't think so. I think that the only way we bring back justice to this country is to reassert common law so that the people have oversight into what they're doing, what the government is doing at every level. Trump's taken care of one level up at the federal level. It's up to each of us to go take care of it at a county level. And there's going to be a lot of information going back and forth, and there's going to be a lot of just plain idiocy out there because they don't understand the common law. And the more you learn now, the better off we'll be. So with that, I've said my piece, and I'll mute again, and I want to hear what everybody else has to say.
It's pretty clear from what Trump has said, and the consensus seems to be that he's going to drain a swamp down through the governor level. That means everything below the governor is up to us. And I have to agree with Gerard. I've heard him say it a number of times. And I agree with him 100%. Our biggest fear is that tomorrow they could say, okay, you're in. We've been watching you. Where are these grand jury administrators? We need you tomorrow. And so we need to be prepared, because that's not very far off. I see stuff now where the sealed indictments against Brennan were done a year ago. A lot of people thought he was arrested, but he was not. He's allowed to run around for a year until he lost his security clearance, and now he's available for prosecution, transport to Gitmo, and a military tribunal, and Comey is lined up himself perfectly to go the same way. And then you start reading and you find things like some people are saying there's 18 top people around the country, not necessarily in the DOJ or the FBI. They're scattered all over. Some of them are in Hollywood, here, there, everywhere. And they're going to go at once, because once they hit, they got to take, you know, as many of the people as they can that are important at the same time. We don't want to have them running hither and yon and creating havoc once that starts. So you're absolutely right. Get prepared now. And John's dumping everything he's got on the website and start downloading, looking through it, and see how you might piece it together into some sort of legal document. All these footnotes are there. I forget how many did he say he had, 2,000 footnotes he could add from here, there, and everywhere, and they all apply to a certain thing, you know. So it'll take you a while to learn to sort through them and find what you need. They're in a Word doc, aren't they, Terry? I didn't look to see if they're a Word or a PDF. If they're in a Word doc, you can just search them easily and find the things you need out of them. But it's going to take a little while to get used to it and to the formats they use. So study, study, study is all I can say. And that's my piece for the evening.
Unmuted.
Did someone else unmute? No.
Unmuted.
Oh.
Go ahead.
Okay, Rosalind here again. You know, it's one thing to, yeah, well, you're right. We have to, I mean, the forms, how to use the forms. I did bring a case on behalf of myself and my husband to a court in Center County about 15 years ago, totally naively. I won't go into the situation or the story, but I stated my case and I won and I got nothing. So I learned, basically I was told that I had made my point, I had succeeded. I'm sorry, I don't even know the words. I don't even know the words they use. I won the case, but I got no money. And of course, it was about money. It was about a course that, that my husband had signed up for and was promised a certain teacher, and we didn't get the teacher, and we ended up spending all this time, and then they didn't give us our money back. And like I say, I won the case, and then they gave us nothing as the award. So I saw it was the big boys. It was just all about the big boys taking care of each other. And now that I've taken the civics course, I realize that there's all these papers that I should have filed, and of course the court wasn't run properly. There wasn't even a recorder. Nothing was done properly. So I could certainly have done things differently if I knew what I know now. But what I'm saying is I signed up and I've learned all this stuff. It's fascinating. It's wonderful. The principles are there and they're in my head and my heart, but I would need practice. I don't have a case pending. You know, I don't have anything to work on. So how on earth is this going to play out? I'm just praying and thinking, okay, God, you're going to do something. But I don't know how. But I guess I'm going to know when and how. Hopefully, when it happens.
So basically, you're telling me you took on the Nittany Lion and got bit, right?
Well, it was some university out there. It wasn't Penn State. It was another school.
Okay. Yeah.
I forget.
Okay.
We took on, let's see now. Sorry, it was a while ago, and my brain is so full of other things, I can't remember the name of the town. But there's another, like, not a community college, but some other small school there, and yeah, we took them on, and we did. We got bit. We were stunned. And but, you know, on the other hand, I'm not stunned. I mean, I didn't know anything. Other than I'm a lawyer's daughter myself. My dad's 98 this year. He's a good man. He used to take cases for people who couldn't get anybody else to take their case. So he really had a heart for people, but he was a bar lawyer. He doesn't have a clue what I'm talking about when I inquire about common law. But anyway, I didn't have any experience in court, but I thought that I knew how to make the point. So I did. And like I say, we won, and then we got the letter in the mail that we won the case, and then the award was zero or $1.70 or something like that. It was ridiculous. But anyhow, I have a lot of passion for, and I would do more, but I work full time. We have a business. You know, if anybody else wants to talk, I mean, I'll tell you about, I have never introduced myself, so I'm happy to do it. My husband's a jeweler, and we opened a business in Greenfield area of Pittsburgh 10 years ago. He's been a jeweler for 45 years. And he's 66 now, so he would like to retire. We have kids we wish would take over the business, but they're not ready to take it on. So what we're looking at, I'll be honest with you,
then we lose you.
I still hear you, Jan.
Can you hear me, Terry?
I'm muted.
I'm not hearing her either, Jan. I think we lost her.
She's still on the board, but I don't hear anything coming from her.
Yeah, I don't either.
Hey, fellas.
Yeah, go ahead.
Is it open for?
Yes, it is.
All right. I don't know about the joinder action, actually, that's going down. I know it's everybody trying to get in the same case with the Supreme Court or something to that effect. But very, very ugly situation. I had fought going on 8 years now for a grandchild that has been kidnapped, medically kidnapped, and aggravated kidnapped under common law. That's maximum law. That's 30 years to life.
I'm sorry, Ray. I don't mean to talk over you, but we did record the meeting. It is up on the weekly call as
okay.
Joinder meeting too.
I listened to the last Wednesday meeting, but I really didn't catch much out of that, other than the forums are on the board. But right now, the DOJ's public affairs officer has got evidence. I went there in person in the city of Atlanta to see him personally. I had told him November 2nd of 2018, my 7 years under Form 9 under the VA, I went under the review board under camera. And I, first-hand witness, was asked if there was anything I'd like to add to the record. I've been shut out all the courts. They won't let me get my case in. I pulled every trick I know, even this one. After I was asked November 2nd, 2018, by the judge or administrator, magistrate, whatever, whoever, they asked if there's anything else I'd like to place on the record. And I said, yeah, as a matter of fact, there is. Are we on the record? They said, on the record. I want to report my grandbaby was kidnapped. First-hand witness, and I got 14 pounds of evidence, substantial material facts that relate to this. So that's step one I took. I placed it on the record. I put it into a court that I knew I had coming up, and there was no way they could block me from placing it on the record. Now, my DVS represented me in that mock court. Said, Randall, chased me down in the hall after the judge closed the court. Chased me down in the hall. We don't handle that kind of stuff. I said, wait a minute. I'm confused. Are you familiar with Title 18 U.S. Code Article 4, misprisons of a felony? She said, no. I said, I advise you to read it. And as I recall, and I'll tell you what I believe it says when a known crime has been committed, it needs to be reported to a judge and or persons of civil and or military authority. I said, was that a judge I was just in front of? She said, yes. I said, did you represent me in that mock court? She said, yes. Then that makes you a person of civil or military authority, does it not? She rolled her eyes and said, yes. I said, all right, it's time for you to get out of this because I'm over your head. So anyway, a week later, I got a letter that I could send evidence directly to the review board in D.C. and to the VA intake center. So I did both. I sent it to both of them, one in Wisconsin and one in D.C. I sent them substantial material fact that is offers of proof in record. I sent them evidence of fraud on the court by officers of the court that knew the fraud was being done, and manufactured fraud and co-fraud on the appeals court by the administrator. And I sent this evidence recently, like 40 days ago, to the DOJ's office, and I met with the public affairs officer. He said he'll give this evidence to his investigators for review, to review your evidence. I said, wait a minute. I said, this has been a bias, prejudice, and operating under bad light with unclean hands. I said, the DOJ site, I read it. And he's supposed to represent people, and he's supposed to, that had their due process rights violated or civil rights violated. And I said, furthermore, I said, the VA's denied me my claim. Now I got lawyers working on that. I said, but they never said nothing about this baby. Now, isn't that gross negligence? So anyway, I got the DOJ to claims they're looking into this. Well, I went to the courthouse. I know the clerks. I asked. They've been in contact. No, they haven't. So I came back and I wrote the public affairs email. And I said, look, the DOJ is supposed to give me an investigation, and it's on him to also give me a change of venue because of the bias and prejudice and actions in bad light. And anyway, that's where I'm at right now. You know, so I'm thinking about this Joinder suit. and I'm letting these people know, if I go through with this joinder suit, I want to place them down as being responsible, and, you know, if they're acting as an accessory after the fact, the evidence is in your hand, you are an accessory after the fact, if you conceal this information, concealing this information is fraud. I said, you know, I said it's criminal obstruction, and I said it's servitude to the people in the Constitution. I said, so yeah, I have a lot of strong allegations to make, and I'm not after everybody out here. I'm not a headhunter. I just want my grandbaby back, and I want the immediate people that did this to me. So my question is, with this joinder action going into the Supreme Court, and I do have the evidence, I say I have, under this joinder suit, is this just say, hey, fix things, and then we're going to let things go, or is this something that everybody's going to be able to get up and explain their case to in front of the common law grand jury? That's, I don't know what's exactly going down with this, and I don't know exactly how to approach it because of the standpoint I'm in with the DOJ's office and Senator Perdue's field man and Senator Perdue himself. All these people have already tried to tell me this is a civil matter. I beg to differ. 8 years, and knowingly, intentionally, negligently, deliberately put us through this crap and still got this grandbaby. And, you know, it was all done unlawful. I got a clean arrest record. I've never been a felon. In fact, I was opposite. I've been a bounty hunter after I come out of the service, and I never missed a contract. That's how I got my first home. So these up dogs, when they go skipping, I want a contract. I want the warrant on these people. I'll hunt them dirty dogs down. I don't care. But I'm trying to find out if I should join this joinder suit with where I'm at now, or still give this DOJ and public affairs officer time to do what they're doing. Does that make sense?
Well,
I'm muted.
If I've heard John say that at some point, you know, the reason for going to the Supreme Court is because they're obviously supposed to watch over the lower courts, and he is hoping that at some point they dump this stuff, you know, however many cases, 1,000 pages of text on all the misdeeds to the Attorney General and say, okay, do something with this. Get your little boys working on it.
Right.
But that's not going to happen in a day or a week or a month. So for me, I would continue on the path you're on since you're already primed for it, and I would also file the enjoinder and get your name on the list just in case.
Okay.
It's a simple thing to do. It's not going to take you much effort. You've got all of the documentation anyway.
Yeah.
And just go download the forms and fill them in. And
see, we've been denied due process. My daughter was a minor in my custody, legal and lawful. And she was a minor. They considered her, you know, when she had her child.
Mm-hmm.
And they stayed with me in my home, in my domicile. And, you know, there were just false and fraudulent allegations made that were proven fraudulent. And we were denied due process after I paid attorneys, you know, $10,500. We were denied the due process that he filed for, the man filed by jury. I still got the letter, and how the Superior Court, the elected judge, kicked it back down to his appointee, back to the juvenile judge, who accepted this fraud as evidence against us and denied it. He circumvented. He didn't deny us due process. He went around what was filed, what my lawyer was calling on due process. We had filed for trial by a jury, and he said, I'm not going to have a jury. He said, I'm here, and I'm going to hear the
case.
Unmuted. But that's what I'm trying to figure out. You know, do I file a claim in the joinder?
Did you listen to last night's call, Randall?
No, I wasn't available last night.
Well, it's up there on the Monday night call list. Is
okay.
yesterday's date, there's a call, and it's special joinder meeting number 2.
Okay,
I would
suggest that you listen with that, and all of the
information you need is up there right now. I don't know if you have access to it. John explains it, and rather than go over that in this venue, I'm going to ask you to take a look at that and see what you got, and if it matches what you want to do, then please fill out the paperwork and let's get it going.
I guess I'm trying to figure out with the one action going. And with that one coming up, John said it was going to happen in like a month or two or three or something like that when I heard the other call last Wednesday or something in that matter. And
we do not have a timetable. He's going to start filing papers, I think, in June sometime. Do I got that right, Jan?
He says that, but if you look at his workload, I think it's going to be later than June.
Okay, and that's when he starts filing all this other stuff. But you can get attached to the case. All you got to do is fill out that piece of paper. But take a look and evaluate it. I would think that it helps you because it's a common law way to have something in your back pocket, and they have no clue it's out there. So that's my opinion. That's not NLA.
Okay. All right. Well. I can go back. I will do that. I will go back. I still got my email up to get the number into the call in tonight. But after being on the call last Wednesday and hearing what I did, I wasn't quite clear. I heard he said we're going to rack something up with the court and offer an olive branch. The only way I want to offer an olive branch on this is if I'm swinging and beating the hell out of these people that did it to us. I mean, really.
Then you'll like the call that was recorded last night. I would encourage you to go listen to it.
Okay. I mean, I you know, after 8 years of knowing the intentional, deliberate neglect causing irreversible harm and injury, emotional distress is compensatory damages, meaning it's like their tort of outrage. There's no limit. And, you know, my daughter has suffered psychological injuries, and it's on record because of this. She was diagnosed with hyperinsomnia, severe depression. And I tell you, it's ugly. It's real ugly. And, you know, I'd go farther into saying what I said earlier, but I don't want people thinking that I'm some kind of hothead going off. I just want what's right, you know. But I tell you what, it's fixing to get a whole lot uglier if I don't get this matter ended. I just wanted to understand exactly what was in operation. But I hit them with everything. I was dismissed because some bull crap they fed me in the spirit.
Unmuted.
Rule of law, and I said, look.
Okay.
I read the rule of law. It says that there is evidence on the record the case cannot be dismissed or quashed. And he dismissed it after he added the county lawyer to my claim.
Okay. Go see what you think of last night's call. Listen to it. And then come back next week and let us know what you think, please.
I'll do that, and I do appreciate it. You know,
all right, thank you.
Thank you. You all have a good night.
You all have a good night.
All right, bye.
You're ringing around real bad, Terry. Didn't mean to cut you off. Floor is open. Or anyone that has any comments, thoughts, impressions, desires, wants, needs, whatever. We're listening.
This is Rosalind again. Just wanted to say, I don't know where I got cut off, but hello again.
Yeah, you're right in the middle there somewhere. We just lost you.
Yeah, my phone does. I don't know if it's Chrome, and now I'm getting that echo, and I don't know what to do about that. I can try a different browser next time.
I hate to admit it, but I use Explorer. And it does seem to work pretty well.
Okay. I got what is it, duck, goose or something?
Yeah.
And
duck,
yeah, something, duck, go, that's it.
Yeah.
And there's Chrome and then there's just Google. But anyhow. Yeah, I mean, this is going to sound like a dumb question. Again, if nobody else is talking, I'll go ahead and ask. How would we know when it's time to walk into the courts and say, Secretary, you're now my secretary, and where are the cases? And where are the people for the grand juries? Let's see, where's the selection process?
Well, the truth is that you can do it right now. You can put in these papers right now. You can.
When you say,
you can,
what do you mean, put in papers?
Right now.
What papers? What papers?
Well, you've just finished the civics course, right?
Yes.
And you saw some of the papers that Billy Thornton had put up and others put up.
Yes.
Well, the ones that John has done are up on our site and easily available.
But for what case?
What case?
Don't I need a case?
I think Rosalind is one of the fortunate few that doesn't have a case running in the courts at this time. There's not many people like that, two or three out of the 7,283.
And that would be for my case, but as a grand jury administrator, I'd be dealing with other people's cases.
Right.
So that's what I would, you know, I would have to be able to walk in there and say, I'm here. Now everybody can take care of, you know, serve me and show me where everything is and what's the next case coming in line. And, you know, how on earth am I going to do that?
I think there will have to be some very definitive action that sets up the funding and the transfer of power when the current establishment realizes they're not 100% in control anymore. And unless you have a case of your own that you're pushing to practice with, I would just make myself familiar with all of the resources available so when the time comes.
Okay.
And if you want, hypothesize. Maybe you have a neighbor's got a problem. Or maybe you have a local issue and the sewer department's coming after you.
Okay.
Or zoning or something like that. And just see what you might have to do to write up a paper for
do
them.
One. Okay. Well, okay. Here's a weird one for you. I know a woman in town who approximately 10 years ago, and she's not disabled, but all right, she's not, she probably has a low average IQ, although she's very smart in some ways. She was an only child, and her mother was in a nursing home. Her father had passed away, and she wanted them at the nursing home to give her mother or to continue a therapy that they had been giving her, physical therapy that had been successful, but they stopped administering it to her. And so Melanie's her name, she became upset. Her mother was getting very sick and on the verge of death, and she was going to have nobody. So she was telling the nurse, that she wanted the nurse to continue the therapy, and the nurse basically said something like, Melanie, your mother's going to die, in a not very nice way. And Melanie grabs the nurse's arm. Well, I don't, this is Melanie's side, so obviously I don't have both sides of the story, but they called the police. The police came. They took Melanie away. Melanie tells it like this, put her in a pit in jail. And eventually they put her in the mental hospital.
Mm-hmm.
And she was in there for about a year and a half. They put her on all kind of drugs. She's been out for about 7 years, and she's been putting herself back together. And God just touched my heart to befriend her and try to help her. So I've really mostly just helped her get off of some of these drugs. She was on way too much drugs, and I could just tell by the way she was drooling and things like that. And she really wants to work, but she was having a hard time finding work, so I was just encouraging her and helping her in any way I could. And she's doing so much better now. So I was basically just advocating for her. And so, long story short, she's doing much better now, but she is forever talking about getting justice against this nurse. And, years ago when I first met her, I thought, well, that'll never happen. Excuse me. And now, after taking the civics course, I thought, maybe there is compensation for her if she were ever able to, take this to a common law court. I mean, I don't know, that may be a bad one to choose. But I just thought I'd throw that out there and see if you all think of that one, if that's something to pursue, or should I look for, like, I have an issue with the smart meter that they've insisted in putting in our home, and they don't give us a choice. Right. I could fight that one. I don't know. It's a good one.
Yeah, that's very typical what they did to her, If you stand up mm-hmm. to them, obviously you're crazy, so you have to have a psychic evaluation. And once they get you in the hospital, they can do whatever they want with you,
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And medicate you until you are off your rocker.
Yeah, well, she... Mm-hmm.
You'd have to go into a court of record, common law court, and the nice thing is there is no statute of limitations because there are no statutes. So at any
yeah.
time when we get into the courts, that's something that could be brought up. And I think, the jury trial would be far more amenable to doing something about that than the judge ever will.
Mm-hmm.
Because the judge is protecting his little nest egg and his estate system there.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just my opinion. Not being a lawyer.
Well, I wouldn't expect, if I did it, if I had a common law court, could establish a common law court, mm-hmm. with this case, then I would think we would just pursue damages for her because she lost all that time, and then
yeah,
she was so badly treated.
Gathering evidence for that, you'll need to know all the judges and name and attorneys and all that sort of thing, and that's becoming ancient history at this point, 7 years ago.
Right.
So if you want to play with that, you might see what you can do to come up with names and places and times and dates and see if you might mm-hmm. put something together that would be coherent.
Mm-hmm.
And then you'll have it in your back pocket when the time comes. And if it comes next week, you'll have something to start on.
That's a very good point. Thank you, Jan. I agree that start writing down names and writing down actions, recording things that are happening that shouldn't be happening. And you have to get involved to do that. And we have been dumbed down and told that this is the way it is, and you're under our thumb, and go pay these taxes, and nobody questions it anymore. All you gotta do is start questioning. Just start asking questions. And I guarantee you, before too long, it will pop up what needs to be done and what issue you might have. So I encourage you to do exactly what Jan said.
Okay. I mean, I got to go start some trouble.
See, those people don't have any help and not much knowledge on what to do. And I think it's great if you can help some of them, you know.
Hello, Terry.
Go ahead.
Yeah, this is Jefferson in Missouri. The draconian drama drags on, it would seem. For our Monday night call, how do we get people to, well, how do we set up a call just to talk about cases? Because we can't do that on the Monday night call. Does everyone agree?
I've been saying that for 4.5 years.
I've been listening about almost 5 years now. So,
yeah.
Well, for instance, the call last night that we had, John's a wealth of information. We all know this. But John gets into a circular logic very easily. And the questions that were coming up, well, number one, they're not questions. People are just ramble on into nowhere, it seems, most of the time. And eventually sometimes they'll get to a question. But by that time, we've spent 30 or 40 minutes talking about the same thing we talked about for, you know, 6 months on the show. For instance, last night when they were asking their questions and John would go into a long, drawn-out spiel, then he would tell them to ask the same question on the Monday night call.
Yeah.
And I was just furious. I'm just getting furious about this. It's ridiculous. And I also do believe this, that this has been going on as long as it has. This has to be sabotage, guys. There has to be some people that are doing this because what we're losing on the Monday night calls is the educational piece. Can't we set up a Friday night call for just cases and just let John just go until the cows come home with it? But on the Monday night call, don't we need to reserve this for our education and for people to have legitimate questions? And of course, there has to be a moderator. Terry's, you brought this up numerous times as well. You'd be the perfect person to do it, but he's got to be able to be cut off because he's not going to stop at 5 minutes. He went one ear and out the other ear the other night with him. Well, actually, that was a week ago or so. But
I'd like to entertain the thought that John was willing to listen to cases a lot more last night than he does on Monday night. This last Monday night, he tried very hard to take care of people in 5 minutes or less. And he did get to a point where there was nobody waiting before he closed
right.
the call.
Right, right. But my point is,
usually
a lot of times we have the same people. We have the same people coming.
Yes, I agree.
And that's where I get a little bit mad because it does seem like it's a saboteur move, a complete submersion, you know, because if you're taking up the show, taken away. And plus, here's the fact. Well, our membership should be well above what it is right now.
I agree.
And also our grand jury administrators, we're not building because we're losing people because of this, these things. Not here, not this call. This has got nothing to do with that.
Two things I want to say there. I'm not up to a point where I can write papers yet. When I feel comfortable writing papers, I'll start writing. I want to volunteer to help John write papers at some point. And there's others that I know that are smart enough, you may be one of them, to write some of those papers. Doing that would take some of the load off of John. And one thing John did last night was he made this due process tag on the menu, the blue banner menu, and he's got all of his footnotes, all of his cases, all of his memorandums up on the site. All he could do is download them. Now, what more invitation do we need to start thinking about how you would write a paper? And
no,
so
exactly.
That's what I intend to do, and take some of the load off of John.
Well, okay, and I agree with what you're saying here, but remember, what was it? Let's see, how many years ago was it when we must have had hundreds upon hundreds of people write habeas corpuses for the court? Remember that? And they were all listed on the, of course, they're not on the site anymore, is that correct? The ones that were, you know, 4 or 5 years old that you know, we were told to write, and then we were going to get these put into court, and then most of them never made it to the court to begin with. Are you familiar with this?
Yeah, there were quite a few that never made it.
Okay, well, mine was one of them, and I know there's hundreds more that were not, that did make it. Actually, I don't think very many made it at all. But the point is not only did we have to write these, we had to learn how to write these basically on our own, and that was not a problem because it was a great learning experience to do it. But the fact was there was some more subversion techniques going on inside that little group because we had to write those things 5 or 6 times over and over again because people were taking them and stealing them, and then there was this big, I don't know what was going on. It was just this huge conglomerate of just stupidity and ignorance. And here we are trying to move not just habeas corpuses, but all kinds of CPS, and now we're talking about child support and all this. I mean, we're diving into 1,000-foot abyss right now. And we've not taken care of what we started back 4 years ago. I'm just curious of why that happened, and where did all those habeas corpuses go? Why did they get taken off the site?
Unmuted.
It doesn't matter as much how it happened or why it happened. What does matter is that we take up the gauntlet, that we try and assist. John has invested a lot of time in writing papers and studying the court. He's got a lot of experience. And I think he wants everyone else, everyone that's listening to him, to be able to do the same thing. But it takes us to go and do that. So I want to encourage everyone to pick up that gauntlet and start getting familiar with everything, because that's what it's going to take when we get a chance to be supported in the court. We talked to Roslyn just a minute ago. Why can't a person go down and start filing against corruption in their own county? Well, first off, the sheriff is, you know, he might be on the take. I don't know. Every county is different, and there needs to be evidence. How are we going to find that? Well, they're getting a little bit arrogant, and they're getting a little bit sloppy in what they're doing. That's how Trump has brought us to this point. They got a little bit overconfident. So I think it's out there. We just need to apply it to ourselves. And once people start developing the capability to write and to you know, support John in that way, we'll be able to start seeing the difference in the people who are there just to be trolls and other people who are there to help and to try and understand. And I think John has tried to do that. I think it was a start Monday, and then the meeting on Wednesday, I heard a different John those times, in my opinion. I could be wrong, but let's try and support him. Let's try and learn as much as we can while we have this opportunity to learn it. And I'm sorry that whatever happened to you, Jeff, got dropped in some way. Frustrating as all get out.
It wasn't just me, you know. There was probably 500 people that this happened to. But we had teams back then, and then I'm still dumbfounded on how that all fell apart without any. There wasn't any reason that I knew, or nobody came forward and said this is why it failed, or this is why we didn't continue. They just stopped, and here we go starting all over again from square one. My fear is this. Well, I will volunteer, but right now I have to get some things taken care of, and I will get right back into it, but I have to do the consent by government course first. I have to learn myself first, the rest of what I need to know. Plus, I'll never know everything, but I want to learn as much as I can continually. And this is what aggravates me on the calls. Some of these people that are asking these questions, they're not educated enough to even ask the question. They're wanting a quick fix to a problem that can't be fixed like that. And where do we push? We push them back to the site every single time. We push them straight back there. But they don't go back there. They come right back to the call. They haven't come back and said, oh, I did this, and I finally understand, and I realize. It took me a long time to learn what I know now. It took me 4 years to get here. You know, and I'm not done by any means.
Yes, and I'm in the same boat. I'm still learning the government by consent course. I'm still working that course. And I need to learn, too. And I think you're on the right track. And I also want to tell you that we're going to get better at this. And John is kind of releasing some things to have his footnotes and everything posted on the website under the due process thing. It's just phenomenal. And we can ask these people, everyone who tries to do that and hijack a meeting, have you listened to this recording yet? Because your answer is there. Have you taken this course? Because your answer is there. I'm sorry, but your failure to plan and learn yourself does not constitute an emergency to me, and I'm not going to waste everyone else's time on the call until you go and do your homework. And I think we'll get to that point, but it does take time. So I appreciate your patience, sir.
And I'm trying to, as aggravated as I've been over years' time, it's not just a day or two here or there. You guys see people dropping off the calls, you know what's going on. It's a round circular logic, and it keeps going right back to the same place every single time. And the people are sitting there scratching their heads on the other end of the phone going, I didn't get that. And we've got to learn it, and we do have to help. But John has to stay out. Okay, John's a lot like a politician in a sense that when it's sometimes it's a short yes or no type question, he'll go on for 25 minutes. Somebody's got to stop him at that point. Oh, here's another instance maybe. When Gerard does the Q&A, I like his style a lot better because he does go into sometimes, not a lot, but I don't know. I believe and I know for a fact that we've lost a lot of people because of that very thing right there, because they just go, oh my God, this is the same call. When you listen to the Q&A, you're listening. If you go back 2 years, you'll hear the same people talking about the same thing we just heard last week. And we got to either mark those people as saboteurs, or we got to confront them or whatever, but we got to have to call them out at some point because they're taking John down the road that we don't want John to go down. And I appreciate everything you guys do because you try to keep the peace and keep people on board. And if we didn't live in such a world that everything was instant gratification, we would be so much better off. We lived in that world at one time. We did. But a lot of people didn't live in that world, and they don't know they couldn't imagine what it would have been like before cell phones were around, or when they had to dial it at O to talk to a woman on the other end of the line, an operator, for Christ's sakes. Blows their mind. And it was simple, very simple times, good times. Of course, we're coming into some very evil, drastic measure times. And Okay, here's another. Okay, just a quick hit, and I'll let it, and I don't want to, you know, sabotage the call. Trump was saying that he was going to kick this immigration deal off where they take a civics course, you know, that they're going to be let in on merit and stuff. I think it's a great idea, but we need to see what the civics course that they're going to be taking is. And the word democracy better not be in it, not once. Because I'm getting so sick of this word. These people, if you say it a million times, it becomes truth. Yeah, it does, because they're doing it. These guys say it over and over and over again. Judges say it. Lawyers say it. Politicians say it. We don't say it.
Yes.
You know?
And
I'll yield, guys.
No, I'm sorry. Jeff, I think you're spot on. And when people say, you know, there's nothing out there that I got a problem with. Well, so the schools are okay. The way law enforcement works, okay. The way they're running your town is okay. The way they're running your county is okay. The ordinances, you agree with all the ordinances that you have to follow. Yeah, your right. dog should be on a leash when your dog is better behaved than any other dog out there. There's a lot of places it could be. We can start writing now and then have stuff ready. And you know what? I have to confess, I haven't started writing anything yet because I just have not felt comfortable. I'm that kind of person. I need to learn a lot more than what I have. And I'm trying to be very careful. And you're right. Technology has made us lazy. What's it going to be like when there's AI everywhere? Google hasn't stopped. Facebook hasn't stopped. They feel like they know better than us. I've got a book here by Blake Harris, The History of the Future. And he had unlimited access to all of the history. And he details how Palmer Luckey developed the Oculus Rift. And in 2 years, it was sold to Facebook for $3 billion. And he kept studying. All the Facebook stuff was open to him. He's looking at people's emails that happened during the time that he's writing about, that 2-3 year span that he's writing about. And then they found out he was a Trump supporter. And everything closed up. We are allowing people or our institutions, they're corporations. The first thing is corporations are legal, but they're a legal fiction. And I don't think they ever should have been allowed, because what they do is they shift the blame, they shift the responsibility to somewhere else so they can just go do what they want. But Facebook and Twitter and others, They want to have the protection of being a publisher, but they also want They want the privilege of being able to censor things,
right?
And not be responsible for what's said. At the same time, and that's just insane. I don't know how else to describe it. There's plenty out there to start going. We don't have the sheriff yet, but we might get it, and we might get it soon. So I agree with you, Jeff.
Well, okay. Not only do I yell at the TV constantly because I hear the word democracy, but I have noticed a shift in the demon rat's newest ploy to spread their propaganda wide and far, is that now they're using the word constitutional democracy, and they're talking about how, you know, we're subverting the Constitution, and we're abrogating the Constitution, and we're doing this or doing that. We're trying to save it, and these people are trying to take it, although they're. I think some of their people believe they're trying to save it, not smart enough to know that, of course, I have to admit that I was taught that we lived in a democracy, but I didn't understand. I thought it was just a word to me for the longest time because I didn't care one way or the other. You know, I had to be victimized horribly before I could understand and care about any of this. And that's sad because I don't want people to have to be victimized like this just to understand that there's no such thing as a constitutional democracy. And if they don't even know that, they don't even know the definition of democracy. If they did, they'd be so far against it. They go, "Oh my God, I don't." They're the ones talking about their social rights and civil rights and all this being violated, and they want the mob to rule. No, they want their individual rights. They're just too stupid to understand that. And I don't know how we get. How do we get this through their thick skulls? I mean, you want to grab them by the throat and just choke them until they're out, and say, "Wake up! Oh, it's a new day. Guess what? You live in a constitutional republic. Did you know that?" But you know, I digress because I get.
No, you're not digressing. You're right to the point. We've been lulled into a situation.
Yeah, that's part of my fault. You know,
I'll tell you. I'm sorry.
That's part of my fault, you know. I end up always being the one that says what everybody's thinking, and it's kind of a rough place to be sometimes because
I think you're spot
on. You get
on.
Pointed out pretty quickly, and also you become a target very quickly. I'm in the process of writing a book right now about common law, so it's got my mind a little bit jumbled up because you know that. As much as you learn now, sometimes it's so overwhelming, just the things you've learned, and you're trying to put it together, and sometimes, like right now, I have writer's block, and it's just very aggravating, you know. But I appreciate everything you guys are doing, and I know John's a very knowledgeable man, and get a leash on him. We got to get a leash on him. That's it. Just come back just a little bit, and maybe he is trying. You know, maybe I'm not giving him the props that he deserves here, but I don't want to see us lose any more people because of this roundabout stuff. And I do appreciate you guys.
Michael, did you have something?
All of you, everybody on the call.
I'd like to make a couple comments here. I get the questions for the Monday night call, and about three-quarter of the time, I have trouble finding a question in what I get. I'll find three or four paragraphs of statements, and then maybe somewhere down in there I can make a question out of something that's in there. So I think people have quite a bit of trouble determining what is a statement and what is a question. Now, I thought after, you know, 2 weeks ago, or a week ago, a little over now, we had a meeting, and we started talking about the joinder. Then we had a meeting Wednesday night, and we spent 3 hours, just like a regular Monday night call, talking about the joinder. And I was hoping that people were going to be up to speed. Well, I've got 90-some emails to answer right now from people that have questions on the joinder from last night's call. So instead of answering the questions, I guess we created more. Most people can't find where to go or what to do, although there's a big instruction section there. You can get it in a PDF or a Word doc. You know, he told everybody how to get there on the website and so on. So I'm not sure what you do. I'm kind of at a loss for words tonight. And I want to finish up with just this one comment. You know, we keep talking about we should join with other groups out there. And I keep getting emails from different people that have familiarities with different groups around the country and wanting to know if maybe we should join with this or that group. Well, I got one in the last week. And this name of this group is something like Take Back Our Democracy, and they want to do some mods to the Constitution to take back our democracy and this and that and so on. And so this person wanted to know if it wouldn't be a good idea to join with them. And I had to respond. They don't have a clue. This is the last thing we want to do. We don't want to take it back. We never were supposed to be a democracy. And I hope we never will be an oligarchy again after we get through this mess. But people just don't think. You know, they see something going and they just jump in and they follow the leader. It's kind of like the Judas goats out there. They all happen to be Democrats now. And people are following them down various paths, and they're going to be surprised when they get to the end. They aren't going to like what they find. So that's my negativity for the evening. Sorry, fellas and gals.
Rosalind here again.
Go ahead.
I just want to say I really appreciate... this echo is terrible. What can I do? Any solutions for the echo? I just feel, having listened to, was it Rich from Michigan or Missouri or something? Sorry, I don't have all your names. Jeff, sorry, Jeff. You know what? When Trump came on the scene, I'd seen him, but I'd never watched any of his programs. When my husband and I sat there and listened to the debates, we were floored. And I just kept saying, he's saying it. He's saying it. What we've always been thinking. And that was an act of God. I mean, to bring Trump on the scene was an act of God. What's happening right now in our country is a miracle. And we all need a miracle. And we need lots of miracles. And I have to tell you, I think we're going to get them. I think we're just meant to do what we can. And it just seems like a complete failure or just so horribly short. And yet God is able. And he's going to back us up. And I think that's just the way he's always worked. In the Bible and all the stories, he always came in when it just seemed impossible, and he did the impossible. So I got so many questions, and I know for me, I've got to just keep pressing on, and I think like you all said tonight, Jan, and I'm sorry, is it Chip? Sorry, I don't know your names. But anyway,
Terry.
I think I'm Terry.
Terry is our other moderator. Yep.
Thank you. You know, I do need to be willing to confront some things. I don't want to, but I think I need to create some trouble or maybe go looking for some. But anyway, I have to say, and I don't like the idea, by the way, I don't like the idea of joining any other group because God called this group. This group has a mission, and they're very clear on their mission. But God's going to come in through just like he did with Trump. This is just what he does. So we have to remind ourselves why we're doing this. I mean, all the way back to the beginning, it's because we love God and we love our neighbor, and we want to fulfill the commission he's given us, each and every one of us. I'm sure of it. I just met with Sheila here in Allegheny County, first person that I have met with in the county. And this is, a major county in Pennsylvania. There's just not a lot of us, okay? And I know there's more. I mean, I haven't met them all. But you know what? We seem like we're not much. We don't have as much to offer as we wish we did. I'm not as equipped. I don't have as much experience. You know, I don't have any cases under my belt. But I have to tell you, if we just keep pressing forward in faith and do what we can, it's true. And we may have to model it for a lot of other people who don't have a clue. Anyway, that's all I got to say. And I really thank you all for standing and for all this time during times when Obama was president. It's hard to imagine how anybody could stand and do what you're doing and press forward, believing that something's going to come from it. And I do believe it will. So thank you again. And I'm just going to say good night I'll listen, but that's all I'm going to say, I think.
Unmuted.
If you would like, go ahead, Terry.
I'm sorry, Jan. Michael, I see you open there. Did you have something you want to say?
No, I'm good. I'm listening in tonight. Thank you very much.
Go ahead, Jan.
Hi, this is Jeff in Tennessee again.
Unmuted.
You got the floor.
You hear me?
Jeff?
Okay. one question on the website, due process tab. I'm looking at that, and I'm trying to figure out what I can do there. I click on the link, click here to enter, and access denied. So, do I need to do something different
with
my login? Yes.
Are you logged in? Okay.
Yes, yes.
Are you a Premier member?
I don't know. I'm paying every month.
Okay. Let me check for you.
Or what's the definition of Premier?
Someone who makes a regular contribution of $5 a month or more. What's your email? Or give me do you have a username? Short, sweet?
Yeah. Gunther.
Okay. See if I can find you here quickly. Better spell Gunther for me.
G-U-N-T-H-O-R.
Oh, you got me on the O. Okay. I see. Well, I don't see as a... how do you pay? Do you pay by credit card? Do you pay by automatic deduction, PayPal, or how do you pay? Because I don't find you listed as a Premier member. And if you were, do it.
I'm trying to remember. I think it's on... Well, I think it's on PayPal. Let me find out here.
PayPal is not an automatic. If you have a choice, we prefer a credit card because it automatically logs you in.
NLA.
As a Premier member. Yeah.
All right. I've got the boss looking it up here.
Okay.
I couldn't
we'll wait for the definitive answer then.
Here's the next thing I'm thinking. And I know I'm fairly ignorant. I've done a lot of study on this stuff based on what's this, everything on the website. Okay. Yeah, we're using a debit card for the payment, I guess. Or credit card, whatever.
Is it credit?
But, debit.
Debit card. Is there any money in it? Because sometimes it doesn't go through unless there's funds in it.
Yeah, there's always money in it. Plenty.
Okay, it should show up automatically as a Premier member then.
Well, it's been there for...
Let me check something else
been
here.
A year? July? Since July?
Yep.
Do you know roughly when that payment is made?
What, darling?
Hang on. July, it started with PayPal.
Oh. July, we started it with PayPal, then we switched over to the debit? Is that what we did? We can work this out later, Jan. Tell you what.
Okay. Yeah, either give me
Here's
a call or
question.
Send me an email with the particulars, and I'll check on it.
Right. We'll do that. All right. Here's what the next item. Is there any progress on getting the sheriff books or the common law books printed?
No. We're looking at $50,000 or so to do that, and we don't have that kind of money right now. They're downloadable.
Okay.
They're available. You can download them and print them out yourself. But
you answered my question. Okay.
Okay.
The next thing is, like I said, I've done a lot of studying through the stuff on the website, plus other things, and it's all good stuff. But I've just never had to take a case, really, you know, other than I might have had a speeding ticket once many, many years ago and, you know, really hardly anything else. I'm thinking, okay, I signed up to be an administrator, and I guess I would like to have some kind of a checklist as a guidance. And now I understand this checklist is going to have some variables in it. But at least it gives me something to say, do this and here's why. Step one, do this and here's why. Step two, do this and here's why. You know, some kind of a guide that says, you know, your results may vary, or your situation may vary, or you may have a different type of a court you have to deal with. You know, I don't know. I'm not quite sure what I'm looking for other than a checklist to give me direction. Okay?
Well, that's the nice thing about statutes. It's all cut and dried. Common law is just the opposite. So there isn't much written down, say, in terms of when this happens, do that. You know, it's...
Well, I'm not likely to run for committee man. I could try, but I think that would be pretty futile.
Mm-hmm.
I don't run in those circles. Okay? Not a lot of people know me involved in the local political parties. I mean, I know some of them, a few people here or there, but I'm just trying to think of, you know, as far as the administrator thing, as far as trying to get sheriff, get with him, I understand that. That's not a difficulty there. I'm on some committees with the sheriff, or on one anyway. But that's what I'm thinking. I have no experience in doing these kinds of things. So I'm looking to figure out, either I want to see a video that shows somebody else getting experience and what kind of things they did, or a checklist on what kind of thing. I guess there's I need to go down to the, maybe to the election, county election office and figure out what's down there that would be useful for me to know and do. Regarding creating a committee of safety, well, you know, looked at the videos and read the books on that. And part of the issue is trying to get other people interested.
Right.
Handing out books. I was handing out a bunch of books. I need to buy more. But or I send them a PDF. And still, I think the biggest problem is trying to get people in a 5-minute conversation, if you're lucky to have that much, is trying to get someone to understand why they should even care.
Mm-hmm. In terms of your first question about the grand jury administrator, I guess I have a real simple way of looking at that. If you go click on the grand jury and the place where you sign up to become a grand jury administrator, it basically just says, right now we have the government by consent course and the civics course, and that, you know, is a lot of information, gives you a lot of background, and it helps prepare you. But in the actual administration of this, the way it kind of works simplistically is someone has a problem. You're the grand jury administrator. They come into your office and they say, okay, here's what's happening to me. My neighbor or some passerby or something dropped out of the sky and damaged something on my property and so on and so forth, and the people responsible might not want to reimburse me and this and that. And so you as an administrator say, well, okay, you'll investigate it. And so when you get all the particulars from that person, you go talk to the other person involved, those persons or whoever it was, and you get their history. And then you get them together if you think that's possible and see if you can work things out. If you can, you're said, done, and gone. You don't have to write anything. You just solve the mystery. But if it gets to be more involved than that, then you need to get a grand jury together. And so you need to investigate to the point where you can go call a grand jury. You go to the sheriff, or depending on what the case is, a coroner can do it. And so the grand jury takes a look and calls people and goes ahead and processes it. And if it comes to the petit jury, I guess probably for the grand jury also, we have some documentation prepared. There's going to be a course of like maybe 7 hours long. I'm assuming it's going to be part DVDs, videos, and part just speech off the cuff, answering questions as well as prepared stuff. it's going to last about 7 hours to bring the jury up to speed, since this is totally new to everybody that we're going to work with. They don't have a clue what common law is and really what a jury trial is. They know what trial by jury is. And that's 12 angry men, if you want to find out about that. But if you're going to have a jury trial, you have to tell these people, look, you're free to ask any questions. You're not controlled by a judge or a magistrate. There's no judge. There is a magistrate. He does not make decisions. It's up to the jury to decide both the law, which common law, and the facts. And if they decide that this is something that's so outlandish that it shouldn't be prosecuted even, you just toss it out and the person walks. Doesn't matter what a fiction court would have done to them. So you need to give these people enough information so they understand what a sovereign is and the fact that they are sovereigns and so on, and so they can make an intelligent decision. And at that point, if they come up and with findings, then I guess it's not clear to me, but I think what happens is you help prepare the indictment from the grand jury and you help prepare the results of the petit jury as well. And that's kind of where it's at. Now, a lot of that documentation is floating around in John's head. A lot of it is written down. We do have, I think, now a manual that can be used for training the jury, but I don't think it's complete, and it's not 7 hours worth yet. And that's kind of my take on it at the moment. And hope that might clarify a little.
Yeah, you explained it great.
Okay.
One thing maybe to take into consideration is one of the most important things that a grand jury can do is nullify an unconstitutional act or law or statute, whatever it might be. That's where we need to make sure our juries, when we orientate juries and fully understand that nullification needs to be happening all the time in our country right now, all the time. We got so much we need to get rid of.
And that's readily done in a common law court. That jury can just decide this is ridiculous. You know, some guy steals a bicycle, he's a three-time loser, he goes to jail for life. Tell me that makes sense. You just throw it out and laugh your way out of court. That's ridiculous.
Right.
And that's part of the briefing that you'd give that jury. Now, I'm not sure, can the grand jury nullify anything? They're not really,
sure.
They're just determining that there is evidence enough to proceed with a trial.
Yeah, they're just there to determine whether there's enough to go forward.
But I would love to be on a jury trial, even the ones they have running now. But I'm afraid they'll never let me on, and they've never asked me.
Yeah, they won't let me on one. I've tried federal, yeah. Local, municipal. One piece of advice I might give them is to be able to spot an unconstitutional act. When you get to that point, you're really getting there. You're almost to the point where you can write papers.
Mm-hmm.
Because, for instance, if you just get on TV and you watch these silly shows like Cops or whatever it is, you should be able to sit there and see and watch and tell whether each individual time they pull somebody over or hassle somebody, whether it's constitutional or not. And it's very easy to know that. Was there a victim? If there wasn't, it cannot be constitutional. If there was a victim, well, yeah, you got to look into these things. But
yep.
It's, you know, no victim, no crime. We start very simple. Common law is the simplest thing on earth. It's so simple. Do not complicate it. Do not get caught up in fiction. The man on the land. Don't get caught on capital names and letters. Don't get caught up in any of this crap. Because it's not real, and we will nullify it all before it's done. One way or the other, we're going to get it done, guys.
You know, the last case of jury nullification I can think of was prohibition. It got to the point where people realized it was so ludicrous that they wouldn't convict anybody. And so they finally had to repeal it. And so,
right.
And, you know, that's you the know, last one, you know, that I can think of.
Oh, they were doing that in Colorado, you know, for the cannabis, for the DUIs and stuff. They've been doing that quite often. There's a good example. You brought up prohibition of alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
This is our chance to have prohibition for cannabis abandoned, get rid of it, abolished.
Mm-hmm.
We can't have this. I mean, they act like cannabis is this super hardcore drug, and it's just totally ridiculous. Alcohol is 10 times more deadly. Cigarettes are more deadly than cannabis in any form. So there's a little piece of advice, you know. We got something we could work towards right now. Let's get cannabis
right
back in where it needs to be. Totally. Remember, we don't want it legalized, because we talk about legally. We want it decriminalized. See, we don't want to get into wordplay with legal. We want lawful. And we talk about lawful, we talk about decriminalization. And that makes it perfect for everybody. So I'll yield, guys.
Write a paper.
I'm writing a book, man.
Yeah. Okay. All right. We're over by about 20 minutes, and I want to thank everyone for participating. Does anybody have a last comment they want to do? I'll give you about 30 seconds here.
Thanks for being patient with us, Terry.
Okay, in that case, I'll go ahead and close the meeting. This has been the discussion group, the NLA discussion group. The meeting's been recorded. It is Thursday, May 16th, 2027 on my time zone. It's 10:30 or 10:27 Eastern time. This call is organized, and it occurs every Thursday night at 9 p.m. Eastern time, and adjust for your time zone. Everyone is responsible for their own words. Ideas put forth, the language, is the responsibility of each individual who said it, and not necessarily the views of the NLA. I want to thank everybody for participating. I think we had a good call tonight, and I hope you tell your friends and everybody comes back next week. So with that, I'm going to stop the recording.